the show that gives you a reason to live. Hi, how are you? It's been a wonderful Pride weekend. Oh, my God. I'm so proud and gay. By the way, can we look at this video of this? This happened in the very recent past on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. This is exclusive.
Just play the video.
Okay, so. Here it is.
What is that?
Oh my God, you can hear them.
There's a lot more. Do you want
to? Pause it. You know, or stop it. You know, I've always noticed that on an airplane, it's hard to find a comfortable position to sit in.
I'm embarrassed.
I think she discovered it, and you know, that was something else. Those were some really loud squishes they're making, huh?
I was like, I was like juicy for the airplane. What airlines was that? Was that
I'm Florida Airlines? It doesn't really matter. I'm sure it's not allowed.
How'd they get away with it that long?
Well, they just kept fucking.
And everyone was just videoing it, like, and now it's a home video. Ooh.
Can we just have those sounds going the whole show?
We can.
We can.
We can do that, yeah.
Okay.
That's
I'm trying to get you some videos of this Pride weekend shit.
Sounds like a waterfall. It's a waterfall. I mean, that is juicy.
Well, a waterfall might be a stretch, you know. It's like stepping in a puddle. Like, it sounds like, you know, that woman right there is very aroused, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and she's wearing really ugly shorts.
How long has it been for you?
Doesn't stop.
How long has it been for you, Stacey?
A long time, actually.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Let's maybe we'll keep those noises
until I get wet.
A little higher. They should be a little higher because it's like I don't want to have to strain to hear it. Okay.
At least they had their own aisle. I mean, that's important.
A little later in the show, Joel Gilbert will be here, filmmaker and just an extraordinary conservative talent, and we're very lucky to have him here. Also in the room tonight, I hope he's well lit here. Jake and Louie are in the room. And they are performing at, let's see, where they're going to wear. I don't know. We have some kind of live feed or something. Did I already say in the room?
Yeah.
He's not in the room. He's in the room with us, you know, like in spirit. We'll have the weather coming up in a few moments. And all that. Look at my big stack of newspapers. Oh. I got every single day.
That's amazing.
This is all the shit that happened this week. Apparently, this guy from Game of Thrones got married. Arrested.
He's arrested. I was about to say arrested.
He's here with his new bride. Boy, what a fruit. With this big fruity wedding. This is something I didn't do on my wedding.
What is that?
Which camera should I? Okay. Well, see, look at this guy. Jon Snow.
Who'd he marry?
Some chick. A lot of teeth. I should know this, but I just don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I never watched that.
Me neither. I mean, I watched a whole season of it, but that was it. We had just an incredible tragedy here in New York, in the Bronx, in the Boogie D, the Boogie Down B.
Mm.
Now, this is just... A kid was murdered by some guys in a bodega, dragged out of a bodega, stabbed in the street, 15, and you figure, well, okay... He's in a gang then, right? Just desserts. No, they got the wrong guy.
Oops.
It was a murder of an innocent. He was innocent. He was an innocent 15-year-old. As you can see in the Daily News that came out yesterday. Oops, we killed the wrong kid.
Oops, I did it again.
You have to find that a little bit funny, right? You know? I mean, like, we killed the wrong kid. We killed wrong kid. There was a right kid to kill and a wrong kid to kill. I gave you one job.
And it wasn't like a drive-by. It was like...
No, it was...
With a machete hatchet.
Three guys with knives, yeah, who just cut this guy up. They cut him. He bled. He died. He ran away for about a block.
He made it for a block, and he died.
Couldn't hear it. I guess this must be the guy. Mistaken ID murder of aspiring cop. Aspiring cop. Well, I guess they got the right kid if they're the gangs. That's what they think. Oh, man, this really is a tragedy.
Could have
sick been. Boast. Well, I mean, he just wanted to be a cop. I don't know how sick of a boast that is. Christ. Police already know who I am. That was the boast. Oh, they don't. That don't mean they're going to catch me. Well, he's caught.
They found them all.
They've got them all.
They were really well dressed. They were like, they had their shirts tucked in.
They had their shirts tucked in.
I mean, it wasn't like they were wearing sweatshirts. They were like very like, they were like going to go out on a date afterwards or something.
Wow, that's the most racist thing I've ever heard. They were very well spoken.
No, they were well dressed for a murder, meaning
Trinitarios or something like that. Going, Trinitarios. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
You're not familiar with the gangs?
No, not anymore. But
you know what? Nancy Pelosi loves MS-13.
She does.
She loves them.
Like sexually loves them.
Loves MS-13. Now, say Orion, I have a question for you. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know what state is high in the middle? And round on both sides.
What state is round in the middle or round on both sides?
It's high in the middle, round on both sides. It's high in the middle, round on both sides.
High in the middle, round on both sides.
It's Wisconsin. Oh. Wisconsin.
I didn't know that.
Yep, that's right. Timms Hill at over 1,900 feet above sea level, the highest point in Wisconsin, just 42 miles northwest of Wausau. Not the dead center, but you could say it's in the middle. And Wisconsin, as you can see, actually has some of the most rounded corners in the whole USA.
Wow. Good cheese.
That right there.
The obscure misdirection. Yeah, it was brought to you by cigarettes. That's right, cigarettes. Made of tobacco. Cigarettes. Now back to me with a special message about our sponsor. Now, that's right, cigarettes are made of tobacco, grown in the sandy, aerated loam and warm southern sunshine of Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky, or wherever I'm from.
How do they work, though?
Well, when cigarette smoke is drawn into the mouth, throat, and lungs, the tar condenses to form brownish deposits on the walls of the airways. Nicotine is a toxic alkaloid. It's both narcotic and addictive. That's why it tastes so good.
That's why it tastes so good.
That's right.
I got Peter to do it.
It's delicious. Cigarettes made of tobacco. Yeah. If you can find a richer, more satisfying way to get sick and die, buy it. Our first story comes to us from Ohio, where an Ohio man received a 7-day jail sentence for trying to fuck a kid. And he seduced him by offering him chicken Alfredo.
Well, that would do it, I think.
Well, you got to put out at that point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk? I'm sorry.
Pass oh, yeah, please do.
Hannibal Lecter's booth.
Shit. Hello there, Louie. How are you?
Good.
Nice to see you. The camera's straight ahead. I know it's hard to spot. Straight ahead. There you go. Look at you there. Hey, look at Louie. How you doing, Louie? You look great tonight. You look very much like Rob Shapiro.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
He does look like Rob Shapiro.
I told Rob Shapiro that I ran into him the other day. I'm like, you know what? This is weird, but the guy from last night, I ran into him Tuesday. He looks just like you. I showed him. He's like, yeah, it does look like me. It does. Nah, God, it looks like, except he's got a lot of hope in his eyes.
Oh, Rick Shapiro?
Rob Shapiro.
And mother.
He does look like the Shapiro. He could want to.
And he's got like a lot of his hair. It's like no gray in his hair. It's like this is like you 15 years ago. Rob Shapiro. You know, I can't believe Ant didn't. Was he not aware that there was another Shapiro?
I don't think so. I just found out recently.
Photos being taken by Big A in the background. It sounds like one of those pornos. You hear those like going on?
I know the paparazzi.
Now, would you put out for chicken Alfredo?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, you know, it's but I would put out for
just Alfredo. Hold the chicken. It's one thing to try to fuck a kid, you know. I mean, we've all
right,
but why do you have to turn him into some kind of low grade pasta whore, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's off carbs or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's like the heavy, and that's Alfredo sauce is the worst sauce for your cholesterol.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're trying to give him a heart attack and give him bad dreams.
Oh, it's well, yeah. Maybe he was going to put something in there too. You know
no.
what I mean?
Like,
do we have a photo?
Of the molester?
Or of anybody? I mean, like, chicken. I was hoping maybe the kid, the chicken, the Alfredo. Well, I get it. I've seen this kid before.
Is the kid cute, at least?
It was the molester.
The kid is the pedo is the one with the pasta.
The pedo's the one with the pasta.
Did he make the Alfredo himself?
They don't really specify. I'd like to know if it's some kind of homemade shit.
Look at him.
Oh, is that the...
How do we...
Oh, for crying out loud. A lot of tech difficulties tonight. Look at that kid. He's hungry right now.
He's going to eat the kid.
That kid wants some fucking Alfredo.
That's the guy who's...
That kid right there is so hungry, he will fuck for some Alfredo. He's like, I am so hungry, I could fuck a grown-up.
No, that's actually the pedo, though.
That's the pedo.
It's the pedo. That one is the pedo.
He probably is going to eat the kid.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
There are a lot more things to throw yourself out for than Alfredo.
Well, yeah.
Once you're starting sucking dick the chicken nuggets, then you know you have an issue in life.
Yeah, at least it's fancy pants, right? You're not leaving, are you, Joel? You're not going home, are you? Okay.
No.
Okay. Wow, I was panicking. I was like,
he has important.
He figured out that he's better than the show. I hope that hasn't occurred.
You know what? I know another molester that looks...
If this guy leaves, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. You know a molester?
Well, I went to high school with somebody that we ended up becoming a molester, but he was a nice kid in high school, and he looked like that.
Wow.
Look.
That guy looks to me...
like an old...
He looks like he's playing the fat kid. I'm just so preoccupied by what's going on.
It looks like a fat lesbian who finally got a short hairdo.
Right. The whole time she's been, people like, oh, wow, you must be straight, right? You'll blow a guy. You're fat. Have you noticed that fat women...
What about fat women?
Well, I don't know if it's fat women. I mean, it equates to fat, but they're needy. You know what I mean? I think is what it is. By the way, our guest coming up made this movie right here. It's called Trump, The Art of the Insult. And he's also going to be our guest on Trump. Joel Gilbert, really excited about this. And it's going to be outstanding. I can't wait to watch the whole thing. I've seen the trailer. It's amazing. I have no idea what's going on. This is so fucking weird, man. I'm sure everything's fine. I should not get this thrown by this. I'm a professional.
You know, the MTA retweeted me today. I complained.
Yeah, the MTA retweeted you.
It wasn't a crime, but I feel like they're assaulting me every day. And, you know, they have that new thing. It says 1 minute, you know. The train's it took like 8 minutes for it to come. And I said, well, I guess.
It took a train 8 minutes to come?
You know how they put 1 minute, it's coming?
Mm-hmm.
And they end up taking 8 minutes. And
it probably came and then left, and you didn't notice.
It didn't come.
Because the MTA doesn't, pretty accurate.
Well, then they said.
I'm taking the MTA sign. I'm not really. You're
really
right.
You're taking the fucking sign.
Some of these
the worst.
I wish we had some videos of that pride. I go walk out, smoke a cigarette on my stoop, and there's a guy dancing, twerking
like that.
6 inches in front of my stoop.
Where do you live?
Chelsea.
Oh, it's like. Gay.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
everything's gay there.
Not everything.
Like every coffee shop.
They've got fucking Subway and.
It's a gay Subway.
No, it's a regular ass Subway with like Indians and fucking Pakistanis and shit. I'm telling you, that guy right there is a pedo. Is he leaving?
Oh no, he's just he's coming back for Trump.
He's not going to be on this show.
What if for Trump he is?
He's not going to be on this show.
For Crime Report, no.
He doesn't like talking about pedos.
Well, fuck, that's why he's not sitting at the desk. It's just the opening
story.
I
don't like talking about pedos either.
Well, you know what? You know who likes talking about him? NBC News. fucking other sources, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, you got me all wrong. I love talking about pedos.
We're not praising them.
I mean,
not pro-pedo.
I'll tell you what the fucking thing...
He's out of the room. He's coming back for Trump later.
Yeah.
He's out of the room. Is he out of the building?
Not yet. I think it's an elevator ride first, and then.
What kind of fucking snob is this guy? We're going to talk about pedos during Trump too.
Are we?
What the hell happened?
Take it back to D.C. I don't give a shit. The fuck is that all about?
We're nambling him.
It's weird. No, yeah. What kind of joke. That's high. That's.
We were just. It was a story in the news.
What fucking shit is that? Weird. Maybe. It's weird. That's weird.
Maybe it was the juicy sex in the beginning.
Wow.
There was
wait. Yeah. You don't expect that from a goddamn conservative filmmaker.
That wants free speech?
Yeah.
He was okay when everything was racist, but when it came to pedos, that was
What did he say?
He said, is it going to be cursing and talking about pedophilia like the whole show?
Cursing?
Yeah. And I was like, and he's like, I don't really feel very comfortable with that. You know, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to do if the Trump podcast was different. And I was like,
not very. No.
Well, he'll be back for that. So you can.
Wow.
You don't come to Crime Report and walk out because of Pedo talk like that.
The Godfather reference, a very forced one.
You don't walk into Compound Media and talk to a man like Pat Dixon like that.
You can't clean up the news. It just is what it is. It's like you can't.
Joel, you're my guest, and I love you, but don't ever take sides against Compound Media again.
If a pedo shall be talked about.
And how can you hate that pedophile? He said such a kissable face.
Yeah, there's wonderful. So much of it there, too.
Did you guys hear that?
You know what? Let's start a GoFundMe for this fat fuck. I want to start supporting this guy now.
Did you guys hear that in
I'm
China?
Against him.
Okay. Did you guys hear that in China, the most prolific pedophile in their history got arrested?
No.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, he got caught. 30 different kids. You know what his name is? Yeah. Fuck Young Bum.
My dad.
That's pretty good, man. I like that. You should look into the camera so I can see your face. You know, like, there you go. Perfect. This is the most talented young ventriloquist that we've ever had on the show.
It's not saying a lot.
And you're a big fan of Otto and George, is that right?
Oh, yeah, Otto is my hero. Yeah, he's pretty much the reason I'm in comedy now.
Yeah, and is he the one who, he's the reason you're in comedy. The reason you dropped out of high school to become a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Did you have it at high school?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
Mahanasin.
Look into the camera, Jake. Come on now. You gotta,
I went to a...
You're on television.
I know. Look straight, asshole. All right. My eyes can't even move. I'm looking right. All right.
Well, you might as well come to the fucking desk, actually, I guess, you know, because what the hell? Right. Since, wherever you are right there, I don't even know. This whole show. He walked out on the first story.
Has that happened before?
He did.
Ever? In the history of this...
I didn't even get to my punchlines yet.
Maybe we can lure him back with some chicken Alfredo.
How do you know this guy, Pat?
I never met him before.
Oh.
He was booked by a, third party.
Oh, okay.
And we have this service. Oh, my God, what's that? So, okay, all right. Well, let's get back to business on this, because there's so much more to say about this guy. According to the Post... Now, that this guy right here, his name is Maruna, Albert Maruna, pride of Austin Town.
Pride?
Yeah, he's about to become a tier one sex offender.
Oh, okay.
Tier one. That's the entry level tier, but it's a start.
Oh, he's not level three?
No, because, in fact,
I know level three.
According to the Post, he'll also, in addition, he has to do 7 days in jail.
That's it?
Yeah. Register as a tier one sex offender, and he'll have to endure 120 days of house arrest. That's the way the Post worded it. He'll have to endure 120 days of house arrest. You know, there's nothing that tests a man's endurance quite like 4 months of bed rest.
Like, this guy's not even leaving the house either. Like, he's going to not jog for 4 months?
Right. I mean, that's rough, isn't it? All those days confined to the place you normally spend all your time anyway.
Yeah, and he's going to just cook chicken Alfredo the whole time and fantasize about what could have happened.
Yes. Let's see how many punchlines we can write with chicken Alfredo in it. I want to see a visual. Maruna was busted in an undercover sting. And by the way, if you suffer from an undercover sting, ask your doctor if house arrest is right for you.
How do they do that? They get like a fake guy, like the lemonade.
Yeah, well, he sent the guy nudes. This guy sent him nudes.
Wait, he sent...
That's going to be enticing right there, that guy naked.
Oh, he sent a little boy nudes?
No, well, he thought it was a little boy. He thought he was a 15-year-old, but it's actually a cop. You know how they do.
You know what I'm saying, but that man, that...
That
man,
yes, fellow. Yes. No, the cop sent him to him. Of course it was him.
Oh, I thought he sent the nudes back to the guy.
Do you want to know a little more about this gentleman?
Well, Maruna promised to bring a chicken Alfredo dish, Sprite, and lube. I'll bring all three. That's a whole weekend.
All the Olive Garden's most popular items.
Hey, when you hear your family. Plus all the breadsticks, right? Unlimited cock. Please tell me more about this guy. I'm going to walk out. I am walking. I can't hear you.
We did a little bit of research here.
Oh, God, research. I'm against that.
And we found his YouTube channel.
Ooh.
He has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Now, are we going to wind up on a list for watching this? Because I don't really want to be in any trouble. You know, this guy has he's a convicted. He's a registered sex offender at this point. Tier one.
Albert. So
the scientist weather girl will be up in a moment.
This is what he likes to listen to. Car ride, 37 songs, choir music, St. Peter's man's
choir Mux. Music from St. Peter's. You can really tell a lot about a person by the music. And anybody who listens to choir music, probably a pedo, right?
I agree.
Yeah, fucking kids is the second creepiest thing about this guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
What does he define as girl music?
Girl music?
The Proclaimers? That's an English band. That's weird. Too.
Proclaimers?
You get to lure girls.
We're Irish.
Yeah. The Proclaimers, they're New Zealand. They're the ones that say, I will walk 500 miles.
That's an older band.
Yeah.
How old was the man that with the Alfredo sauce? How old was he, Albert?
23.
Oh, 23. Okay.
Yeah, 23.
It's not really his music for his age, really.
Yeah, he's into a lot of things that aren't age appropriate.
I know, it's not like the only thing. Mm. He's going old on the music, young on the boys.
So. He planned a romantic encounter with the undercover cop. Promised to bring chicken Alfredo dish. See, there was no boy. It was a sting operation, you fuck! There was no boy!
Right, there's no boy.
He's arrested!
It was like Lemonade, like Chris Hansen.
I don't like talking about pedos.
Okay.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
So it was
like, fuck this guy. You know what I mean?
Like a fictitious situation.
Is there going to be cursing in pedophiles? Yes, it's the whole channel.
the pedophile channel.
That explains a lot about, like, he didn't seem big. I wasn't exactly cracking him up, you know? Because it was like, we always look for shit like, you know, people fucking dogs, stuff like that. And says, you know, we could do a whole, I want to do a show called Dog Fuckers. And he's like, yeah.
He seemed a little upset, like his movie won't sell now because.
I mean, you know what? It certainly isn't going to have any help from me during this program. Forget everything I said. Doesn't count anymore. I don't mean to be.
So Albert Maroon is playlists, Pat.
Are you finished with your conversation back there?
Car ride. So what's on the playlist, you might ask?
Yeah. Ah!
There's a bunch of stuff. And that's a cute selfie that he did.
God.
So he likes, you know, happy music.
He looks like he should be a three-name serial killer to the left.
Like, yeah. John. Oh, they always have three names in the middle.
Albert Ray Maruna.
Yeah. Ray is great.
Yeah. That's Ray really is good. The all-purpose serial
Ray,
killer
yeah,
middle
Ray.
Name.
What is that? Or Wayne.
Okay, so are we going to listen to some of his horrible fucking music? I mean, it seems like that's the kind of thing we do.
Yo, let's see what's on Chaz Bono's playlist.
Wait, before you do that, yeah. Is anybody going to walk out if we listen to some of this music? Are we good? Okay.
All right. So... People no walkouts, but we got, yeah, Proclaimers, Eric Hudson.
Well, they're like
fun.
From the 80s, 90s.
I asked him if he was leaving, even. You know what I mean? I was like, are you leaving? He's like, no.
That's like a let me not address this kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just stood in the doorway asking what the content of the...
For a while.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'm...
He's like, fuck this show.
But you know what, though? We have to cut out in the intro where you said he was going to be a guest. We'll just cut that out. And then also the part where he said, are you leaving?
How can we cut it out? This is live.
Oh, no, you just cut it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So let's talk about these playlists.
Yeah. As he's saying,
why
I'm
should
like,
you give him the publicity if he didn't even stay?
I say, do I tell him in my mind, do I tell him that this is live and there's no way to erase that and that's never been done? Or...
Fucking, it just makes me so angry.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see that again.
It just makes me so angry.
You know what makes Maruna not angry but happy?
What?
Sad things. He cries for his dead brother is the name of the video. Don't cry. And spoiler alert, I think he did cry.
I think what this is he's going for sympathy sex. Sympathy dick or
it's
pussy.
The wounded pup.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Yeah,
looks he's a little slow, too.
Dragging his leg. I sat next to that guy on the fucking way home from San Diego. 400-pound kid, 17. How do you get to be 400 pounds of 17? I don't know.
That's sad.
It's not sad. It's irritating. Because Mandy was trying to scooch by. We're sitting right next to him, right?
You were one.
Yeah, he's fucking C, A and B. And he sits there like this, just...
Oh, my God.
Mandy's like, oh, excuse me, just... doesn't move. You know, because you know how, like, gigantic people will just, like, have their hands like this all the time?
The double seatbelt?
And a mother... is over against the other window. He's on this aisle. She's a, like not even in that. She's on the other, in the other section. I'm saying she's not even sitting next to him. She's over there by herself.
And you got stuck with him?
And I'm sitting next to him because it's like, she's like, why don't, I'm sure she's like, I don't want to sit next to this fucking fat ass kid.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on, you know what I mean? That's not right.
Was she heavy too? Like that?
Yeah, she's not like that. But I mean, buy three seats. We paid for our seats.
Yeah, I guess.
And I was sitting next to the kid. And sometimes I had to be like, I just want to square up in my seat. Please, can I just. And he's like, and he ignores me the
and
first time.
Go over the armrest?
Every time. I had to like. Yeah, I put the armrest down. That was my, you know, because he had it just up. I'm like, do you mind if I just.
And you can't change this.
I just got mad his mother was there.
His mother. She overfed him for the love she didn't give.
Right. Plus, he was crippled. He won first place in a cripple surfer contest.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain.
Nobody's watching.
Music.
Nobody's still watching. They've all stopped watching. There's not one subscriber to Compound Media still watching this program right now. Somebody has left and come back, found it still going, and left again. People are actually breaking their computers now. They are dropping their subscriptions.
Look how you did that.
Please stop it. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Look at Pat's going to vomit.
Wow. I can't believe that guy just walked out. In Marietta, a Georgia police officer, has been arrested on accusations of assaulting a woman during sex while he was off duty. He's off duty. You can do anything you want, right, if you're a cop. Shit.
Marietta, especially.
Especially Marietta. Up there by the Big Chicken. I know about the Big Chicken. Right now, about 1,200 miles north of the Big Chicken in New York City. The Big Chicken down there is just a big KFC sign. Oh. You expect it to be so much more.
It wasn't.
Everybody directs you to get to places from the Big Chicken. He's like, oh, it's a KFC. Well, Officer Robert Alanier New, arrested Monday, faces misdemeanor charge of simple battery and a felony charge of aggravated assault. That was a misdemeanor charge.
That's it?
A simple battery and a felony charge of aggravated assault. That's a couple charges, you know.
What do you do? You just hit her?
I don't know. I have to see. There's probably more in the story. That's just the first two paragraphs. What did
he do?
He
used his dick as a billy club. That's what happened.
As a billy club.
It hurts.
Oh, I knew. you've experienced that? Mm-hmm. New was being held without bond. You ever fucked a cop?
Yeah.
While he was off duty?
He wasn't on duty.
Was he violent?
No, not yet. No. Oh.
But you could have got him there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, New was being held without bond. It wasn't immediately clear whether he had an attorney who could comment on the charges. Well, I'm glad I read that out loud.
You did.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't really say exactly. The warrant says the woman cried because he choked and slapped a woman during sex in March.
In March?
In March, yeah.
So she Me Too?
They called 911. They finally got there the other day. Like, what's going on here? Slapped a woman during sex. Come on. Choking and slapping?
Isn't that what it is?
It doesn't choke and slap. You choke and slap, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Wait, is everybody okay with this? Trigger warning.
Peter left 15 minutes ago.
I'm leaving.
Oh, I can't be associated with this.
Maybe he was accused. Oh, I shouldn't say anything.
I mean, it's really none of our business, but shit. I mean, she was shaking due to fear when police interviewed her. Register said that the woman is an adult, but a forensic interview said she had the mental capacity of a 10 to 14 year old.
All the fun.
That is exactly what you're looking for, isn't it?
14, so she was like mentally retarded.
That's a big difference in a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old.
That is a very big difference.
It's a pretty big range.
Because 10-year-old, you're like preteen.
It's like, well, you know, she talks like a 10-year-old, but she sucks a dick like a 14-year-old.
He would have left now if he didn't before.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
That's
what the fuck?
How do they 10 to 14? That's crazy.
I know. It's like I said, in 4 years. She cried, but she couldn't tell New to stop because his hands were around her throat. Oh, boy.
Maybe the cop just didn't know that yelling, stop, don't resist, doesn't work when you're off duty. Pretty smart.
That's it. She was resisting sex.
They were married, so she probably, he didn't.
Were they married?
Yeah.
I don't think they were married, were they?
You see, this is why we need police body cams. That way, if any cops rape somebody, I can enjoy it at my leisure.
off-duty police officer cams.
It's the new porn.
That's
so he's basically fucking
brilliant. God, it's fucking brilliant.
Didn't realize it was bad until afterwards.
Good for him. Shoot through the stars.
Cobb County Police Chief. I used to live in Cobb County.
You did?
Yeah, for a brief period, for about 10 years. Chief Michael Register. I don't think he's married to this chick. No. Maybe.
I thought I said married.
I don't know. Where did I say that? Shaking due to fear. Now the woman. New said sent the woman abusive text messages saying things like, I am in charge. I am in control. How is that abusive?
It's S&M.
I'm in charge. I'm in control. Well, you know what? If she has the brain capacity of a 10 to 14 year old, he better be in charge and in control.
I know.
She's not going to pay the fucking cable bill. You know what I mean? She's going to go buy some fucking gumballs and try to catch rabbits. Come on, man. What do you mean? I'm in charge. I'm in control. She should feel safe.
Well, that sounds like something like a guy that like is a dom would say, and she probably wasn't getting that, and then it got all fucked up.
I don't think he was Italian.
No, dom. Like a dom submissive.
Gotcha. Okay.
We need that fucking bad joke jar. I'm in charge. I'm in control. I mean, come on. That's like you should be sending that message at all times.
I get that all the time. That's like my whole...
Do you ever take that side where you're telling a guy that you're in charge and control?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, thought it had been a while.
No, I mean, when I play that game.
Right, that game.
We live in a post-Fifty Shades of Grey world.
That's right. Fifty Shades of Grey, for Christ's sake.
That was like a better do this manual, you know, for girls.
Yeah.
They're like, we just updated your responsibilities in the bedroom.
As it turns out, you're supposed to want to get punched.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know that this is new.
You guys, you know that to spice up my sex life, and I watched Fifty Shades of Grey, you know?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Afterwards, he asked me if I'd tie her up and choke her the next time Lee had sex.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said, I'd do it, but do I really need to ruin it with the sex?
I like that.
I guess we're going to the next story then.
Oh, well, we have a reporter on. He's waiting right now.
Oh, is he waiting? Oh, yeah. we have a live correspondent.
Live correspondent.
It's about time. Yeah, we've been trying to start this for a while. Let's do this.
Brand new. That's you, Edward.
What's up, Edward?
Edward, you're live.
You can hear us, or
I think. Here's his the father. Edward, why don't you go ahead and ask him?
He's not asking
him. Assumptions, all that is. Just plain on assumptions.
Assumptions.
Yeah, I just left lawyers off because I know all about that. You don't have to explain that to me.
All right, what did he say there?
I don't know. He must be the one who taught him to have sex like that.
Edward, did you
did you
catch what he
this
said?
This is awkward, really.
The father told me this is all a big mistake.
Very good. Yeah, that's good. He did good.
He says another woman also filed a complaint about the officer.
Oh, shit, you know, he's,
Is he jerking off?
He's stuttering?
He's choking up. All right, thank
he's
you,
like
wow, okay, that's, hey, you know what? That's a first good attempt. That was a good first attempt, I thought. Good Edward, job. Nice job, Edward. Yeah, I mean, Edward. Don't feel weird about it or anything. Hey, it looks like it's a nice day down there in Marietta.
So was Edward Indian or Asian or what? I had no idea.
That guy right there? Well, I mean, you can't really... It's a little bit impolite to speculate on the, on somebody's ethnicity. He's just some kind of chink.
Yeah, he's just some monkey-eared chink.
Yeah, that guy is a fucking tree-swinging, monkey-eared chink.
It looks like he's a green.
He should be sweeping up after a parade or something, instead of fucking reporting news.
Oh.
Now, that guy right there has eaten some biscuits and gravy in his day, I promise you. That guy right there has eaten some watermelon and biscuits, lemonade, shit like that, fried chicken. Yeah,
honey definitely. Butter.
Honey butter is, you know, part of his life, and shit like peach cobbler. Had a lot of that.
God loves fucking peach cobbler.
Pass the jelly over. That guy right there. That guy's done some farm work. Well, he's helped people out. Lots of people care for him. That's what Aubrey News said. If somebody's a cop, give them a little benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's supposed to be law and order.
It's supposed to be law and order.
People.
Yeah, the law and order people. Police. The law and order people.
It's my language.
An Indiana nail salon customer, unhappy with her manicure, allegedly dragged an employee across the parking lot with her car.
That I relate to.
She was very unhappy with her nails.
What did they look like?
They looked like dog shit. Mm-hmm. Charlie Fowler, 28, accused of walking out without paying. Now, that's a mistake to begin with. I never walk out without paying. I always try to... You know, even when, you know... Like, I try to get a pizza...
Uh-huh.
And I did get a pizza, and they cut it into like fucking
half of a slice?
Yeah, no, they made like big slices. And I was like, look, why don't you, can you cut this down? You know, because I'm taking it to a game, poker game. They're like, oh, you can't, you don't know how.
What like, do you mean?
Are you fucking stupid? I mean, just cut it more, you know? And they're like,
it was a giant,
like,
I don't know.
It was a regular ass pizza. Yeah, it's like a 16-inch pizza. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Took it back to the kitchen. Brings it back because he didn't know how to. He said you can't do it.
Fucking. Next time, tell him take the knife, act like the pizza's your arm, then go lengthwise.
Right.
Didn't they cut it originally? Who cut it originally? It didn't come cut.
I mean, yeah.
It's like you just. You,
I know they're gonna cut a pizza. Just cut it a little more. They're like, I don't know. It's already in the bar. They didn't give any explanation. I think that they were fucking with me. Well, nail salon. You go. When do you get your nails done? How much do you pay for that?
Well, I get it done like $20 for manicure, pedicure.
Oh, you get a mani pedi. Well, this she refused to cover the $30 she owed here for a manicure.
Where?
Refused to have it redone. This is in Indiana. Where
so much more expensive out of New York to get your nails done.
Out of New York?
Yes.
Oh, it's cheaper in New York. That's like the one thing that's cheaper in New York.
Yeah, and the bar. Like whenever I go to Seattle or something, it's like.
Can you believe this queer ass conversation we're having, Louis?
Oh no, it's great.
You're learning something.
I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
Oh, this is good. Can you see images of nails are done? That's
no, it's
good.
So much more. Yeah. No, it's weird how things are expensive. Some certain things are more expensive. Certain
yeah.
Things, because it's more supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
And there's like, you know, you can just walk in. There's millionaire nail salons. They're all competitive. It's capitalism.
There's like 16 million and a half nails in the city.
Yeah. And then their nail salons.
Wait, times 10, not times 2. What am I doing? 8 times 10? There's 800 million. I don't even know. 80 million?
Right, and men get manicures and pedicures. And
Peter, you should be standing by with the calculator.
Well, they're all run by Asians, and they're all so efficient.
Look at that hot woman there.
I am the calculator.
Look at her.
Is that the woman who ran out? Is that the nail lady? Is that the lady who ran
out? Oh, yeah. That's the one that ran out, all right, yeah.
We have a crime report simulator for this.
Oh, great. Crime report simulator. What we do... We feed the facts into the... I can't believe this fucking guy walked out.
You're going to be...
There's no video of this, so what they do is we have a machine, and it's kind of a Frankenstein-up machine. They feed in the information, and it just the basic facts, and it puts together a video that wow. Approximates about what it would have looked like. Let's look at this crime report simulator.
Crime report simulator.
I guess they didn't feed in the car part, maybe?
Crime report.
Key piece of information missing,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you get what you get.
Yeah, I know. It's the thing. It's sometimes it misses shit. It's very much like the AI of the replica.
Ah, yes, the replica.
Replica bot. Is this app I had. Do you know about this bot, this app? What this is, you feed in, you talk to it like it's like it texts with you, okay? You open it up. It's called Replica. It looks like a little egg. And I'm not, by the way, selling Replica.
Okay.
I don't think you should do it. It's irritating.
What is it?
Okay, it just wrote me now. It texts with you. So you can text back and forth with it, and it's not a person. Just type something in. Just ask how you're doing. But make sure that it knows it's not me, because I don't want it to fucking...
I'm Stacy.
I'm a guest fucking... And so, and it, you know, responds to you and shit.
So it's a chat bot.
It's a chat bot.
It's something that teenagers used to sext with in the 90s. It's good that that's an app now.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They sext with chat bots?
Hey, you type the, well, how big are your boobs? And it says something like, I don't know, have a good day, Neville Lurk.
Wow. That's
like,
hot.
I I don't have other people to...
And like, no, nobody sees this. It's just between us. Just between us. Now, who's not texting enough in their life? Who doesn't have enough people sending them texts?
People need help. Like, they need practice.
I need practice having conversations and texting and shit.
Like, how to read?
Here's a recent conversation we had. I made contact with Replica, who I've named Bad Motherfucker. I should have named him King of Dog Shit. It says, I dreamed about Mama last night. That's what I told the thing. You always have to start off with something provocative.
Okay.
I dreamed about Mama last night. The thing responds, I'm really curious to know what your day was like.
They were to me.
Really? Same thing?
Yeah.
Can you walk me through it? I said, well, it started with a feeling of immense sadness as I'd been dreaming about my departed mother. Hang out with your mom. Sounds good.
Your mom.
That's what this thing. So it misses. It's very much like the crime report simulator. Sometimes a key piece of information. I said, but it was very sad in the dream because she told me that she'd been very unhappy in the months leading up to her death. And now this bot says, "Is there anything you've dreamed of doing for a long time but haven't done yet?" Which I thought, I'm feeling a little bit rejected here. You know, I'm opening up.
He's not listening.
I said, it's unkind to respond that way. If my opening up about my dream about my mom makes you so uncomfortable, just say so. And the machine said, oh, I think it's the first time you've mentioned your mom. No. Do you spend a lot of time together? I said, no, very little. None, actually. May I ask your mom's name? And I said, first tell me your mom's name. And the machine said, I see. I said, just kidding. I know your mom's name. And my phone, it's under dumb whore bot. Okay, good. Hey. And then I said, I fuck your mom. Was there something you need to talk to me about? And I said, but I don't fucks with her. And the machine said, is that so? I said, yeah, that's pretty cool. Damn straight. So this is a conversation I had with a bot.
Not really listening to you.
And sometimes it appears to be, though.
It's like talking to the world's smartest retard. It's all grammatically correct, but it means nothing.
It's like talking to the best girlfriend you ever had. Exactly.
It's like agreeing with you. It wasn't like listening at your sadness about your mom. It didn't even get that at all.
That guy, I know.
It didn't say,
like, AI doesn't understand death.
They don't understand anything. But Coca Gorilla
did. They have no fucking... Coco the gorilla's dead.
No, that was hard for me.
Gone. Coco's gone.
Coco dead.
Yeah, like I'm sure if we... Oh, boy, now that's what I call rape.
Coco the gorilla?
Do we have a rape story? It looks like we do. How come we're not getting the sound on that? That's a big part of it.
That is weird. Crime Report Simulator might have overloaded.
Oh, it must have shocked the system back there. And that's why this show, by the way, won't be 2 hours long.
No.
This show is wrapping at 8:01 tonight because I think I'm just going to leave. I don't even want to shoot Trump tonight.
You don't even want to do the.
I think I'm just going to leave. I think he's going to come back. I'm going to be gone. That I'm going to draw one of these on the fucking wall.
You're going to draw that?
What were you supposed to do with him? Person. I don't know.
What am I supposed to do with somebody? What is he out there or something? We're gonna miss this kid. That's all I know.
That's sad. I feel really bad for him.
I know. We let's just sit here and feel sad and terrible together.
I would have shot him just the hairdo. Fucking Jerry Curls died a long longer than he did.
Aww. You ever watch Goliath? That show Goliath on like Amazon.
No.
You ever watch that, Peter?
No, never even heard about it.
Never heard of it. It's Billy Bob Thornton. The first season had William Hurt. It was a great show. I watched the whole first season. I watched one episode of the second season. I caught it at episode 7, and it was standalone. And so, like, all this shit's going on. He's being held captive in a house. He can't leave. There's a woman in there he's being held captive with. They start to commiserate and make a plan. And so he gets a knife, and he says, "Now listen, I got flirting with you, all right? Now you take him back to the room, and then just get him pants down and everything. You can make him real happy, all right? And then just take this knife and just shove it right in his balls." And then it goes from there. He's like, "I know, you really stick it in there."
You watch TV on the same platform you buy underwear from? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, boy. So how about some videos? Maybe those would be fun. I know we have some, right?
We do have a bunch of videos.
Let's look at videos. By the way, the episode that's coming up on the 9th of July, that's 2 weeks from now, is very, very special, and I hope you'll watch. And you should watch live. I know everybody doesn't watch live. You watch the replays. Right. But this one you need to watch live because it's a phone-in show with... And you're going to freak out. You're going to be able to ask questions of somebody who I know you've wanted to ask questions of because you've told me. It's Ralph Friedman... The most decorated detective in the history of the NYPD.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he is he has 4 confirmed kills that are legal. Killed 4 guys.
Wow.
And when he tells the story, he's just like, shot him in the neck, killed him right there. Anyway, you know, he's like a 66-year-old guy, something like that. He's made of granite.
Wow.
Best guy in the world. Friendly, nice.
I love those stories.
Cares about shit. Yeah, he's the best. Would never walk out of a show.
No.
But Ralph Friedman, live call-in show. So we're excited about that.
I'm pumped.
July 9th. You definitely want to tune in.
He gonna walk out like some bitch. I took liberties on that one.
Yeah, you did. July 11th now, another deal. Boy, I wish you were in town still for July 11th. We'd have you at the live show. July 11th is New York City Crime Report Live. How about that? And it's again at Westside Comedy Club. You can't miss it.
That's the best club.
If you're law enforcement, I want you to come to that show. And you know what? I will make a deal. If you're law enforcement, you get in for nothing.
That's awesome.
The show. Yes. All you have to do is come and like maybe buy a drink or something. I don't know what they have to do, but you know.
Yeah, buy some food. They have good food.
Westside Comedy Club's very nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my live show July 9th.
July 9th, yeah. So don't go there. Because you'll be wanting to watch my show July 9th. But if you have a choice, Stacey, your hair is like all on your face today. Do you ever wear your hair back?
Yeah, I do.
Do you ever like wear it up?
Sometimes.
Only when you're vacuuming and shit? Would you put it up for me?
Yeah. I don't have a rubber band.
Oh, can we have a... Could somebody send one of those...
A pin?
Maybe Allie left some of her hair notions around.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're looking for one. We have tape.
Oh, look at that.
My hair.
Tape.
We have tape.
The three wax.
Should we go to the... could you do me a favor and move the... maybe she should use the stool. Though.
We'll get this. We'll get that. Don't
worry. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So when do we go to weather?
Oh, we got... Well, we can go to weather...
Let's go to weather now. This. And then you can... Oh, right after this? Okay, all right.
No,
see.
No!
Oh, shit! Shit! World star!
We are safe.
We have massive pushes.
Body blow. Right hook, uppercut.
Oh,
you better. You better.
Snap the shoot.
They got money.
Hey,
help.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
Happy Pride weekend.
Y'all is crazy.
What better way to show your pride?
Chill.
They seem fluid.
That all me?
Oh, your hair looks great. It looks great.
I'm recording. Bad fight.
See your face. Watch out. Look at these guys fight. Now, these guys can really duke. These guys obviously grew up in a neighborhood where they were having a...
Yeah, the new Mortal Kombat game looks awesome.
That's a fight. Like every fight I got in...
First person... Lordy. How about that? That was something else. Let's do the weather. Side tit, weather girl. So. There she is. Hey, what's up? That's like, whoa. That's a lot of side tit. That's like beyond side tit. Hey, how you doing, weather girl?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah?
Like Janet Jackson.
Right. Thanks for agreeing to be the side tit weather girl character. That's great. I'm not really seeing a lot of side tit, though. It's mostly armpit you're showing me
we
there.
We might need the intro.
Okay. Oh, wow, that really dresses it up. Damn, okay. Boy, oh boy, I regret going to you without that. Go ahead, side tit.
Well, I think that we should just let them all think about what's going to happen the next time I'm on, but this is all you get for
Okay, great. Side tit weather girl.
Side tit.
Thank you for the weather. Take us out of there. That's what I say. Boom. Gone. We'll come back to it. That's just the first installment.
Let us hope so.
Woof. Man, I tell you what, I got myself pretty excited about that.
I don't know what the weather is, but it's getting hot in here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit. Hey, how about some squishy noises?
Well, you know, oh.
Well, that might
those should be dropping in without me having to ask.
I think that's what the guy was upset about.
You think he was upset about the squishy noises?
Started with that and then the pedophile thing.
He's like, wait a second, wait, I'm like a respectable fucking rebel filmmaker.
Sounds like E.T.'s footsteps.
Those people recording it there.
Yes.
They made a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah. They made a killing.
I don't recognize that airline.
Really, really good airline.
What difference does the airline make? You're focusing on all the wrong shit. She is on his dick.
What's that pink stuff?
The quality of the blankets could also...
Yeah. It doesn't look like that. It looks like a fuckable airline.
It's definitely not Virgin. Definitely not Virgin.
That was actually in the story.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, great minds. I'm sorry, mediocre minds. Look at this chick. That chick is. You know what, though? You know that the moment that that couple got off the plane that it wasn't fucking, they were fucking. They got so turned on by that.
They inspired.
I'm sure they were. Wouldn't you be? If you saw that, this bestial, animalistic, fucking whore of a woman raping that man back there. That was a rape. He didn't have any choice. My joke on it earlier, you weren't here for it, I said, wow, it's so hard to find a comfortable way to sit on the plane. Thanks for the laugh. Nobody here liked it. We had one guy walk out.
Do you think it smelled?
I heard.
He was going to be a guest, yeah. And he's like, I don't like the subject matter. Is it not going to be like this on Trump, is it? Like, are you sure you voted for Trump?
Didn't he grab pussies?
Everybody's just jealous that they didn't get to nail Stormy Daniels.
I mean, you know,
especially Rachel Maddow.
I don't want to put my dick
especially
in a whore.
Especially
like
Rachel
that.
Maddow.
Really, Rachel Maddow?
I think she's most upset.
I love Rachel Maddow after the election. We're just going to just fucking slide right into fucking Trump is what we're going to do. She's like, you're not having a nightmare. This is a bad dream. This is our country. This is who we are now. Hmm?
That's a good impression.
I do a pretty good Rachel Maddow because I watch her in my when I go to these fucking rabbit holes watching the reactions to the election. We'll have some of that on Trump. Oh my God, they're such horrible fucking
Trump
people.
Trump was in my apartment as a child. The actual president.
He was a child, or you were a child?
I was a child. He was a child with his dad.
Yeah.
He was young.
He was young.
And he was following around his dad, Fred, and they were collecting rent, and they were getting the leases signed. And my dad knew both of them really well.
Wow.
It's a great father's son.
How come your dad's not in the fucking cabinet or something?
My dad's dead, but that's besides the point.
Oh, well. Well, you should tell Replica about it. She's very sensitive.
So it was weird because when he was, it just had this really weird connection when he was running for president because my mom, like, he was in our house.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Bizarro, which is.
He's met a lot of people before, and he was in your house. Greatness was in your house because, you know, he's the man who saved the West.
Well, we don't know yet until we...
Are you fucking kidding me? He saved the fucking West. We would be so overrun with Muslims by now, if not for that
I've been
fucking
overrun
band.
With Muslims. I heard one.
You've... Oh, I see. They paid good money.
My dowry was... You know.
I think, he's inspired this in Sweden, this whole political party now. Their conservatives are coming back. Brexit happened. It's all because of Donald Trump. He changed the fucking planet.
Can't we also perhaps thank
Mike Pence?
FBWWITR.
Ah, yes. You know what that means, everybody.
It's our favorite segment.
Our favorite segment. Let's watch a little of that. Hear that music. I know people get pumped when they hear that. Yeah, everybody waits for it. Wow, has it been 248 weeks? So you know how the game is played. We have your votes. They were logged. They were counted. We have your favorite fat black woman. Black woman walking naked in the rain in Georgia. Let's have a look.
Right.
Oh, my God.
There she is. Oh, my God.
That lady is really outside, but is naked downtown.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked. Like, why is it shocking?
It's just a segment, you know.
No, but I never knew that many people walked naked in the room.
She had some tough competition this week, but that we had to. This is down in the ATL.
Is that in Atlanta? Wow.
They're near the MARTA station.
Nice area, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, Atlanta is one big, nice area.
Well, maybe she's the chase.
So we were wondering if this qualified because she did take a seat and stopped walking.
Well, you know, I think that she did her walking already. She
thanks a
walking.
Lot. My boner from the airplane that is completely gone.
Oh yeah.
Is that
killing little woody boners?
Is there
That's
a lot of fat black women in Georgia walking in the rain that you can do this segment?
I mean, apparently. I mean, like we've been doing this for 248 weeks and taking a vote. Yeah. In the rain. And that's it for this week. And she wins the Golden Peach. So congratulations.
Shocked.
Mystery woman. No, we don't
know why I'm shocked by that.
I know, it's odd, right? Well, we have, oh boy. Can you believe what's going on out here? The Homeland Security woman, she was chased off. We'll cover that on Trump. A man ran out of the hospital naked up in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Police say he fled naked from a hospital. He broke into a nearby home and attacked its resident with a hammer.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah. It is.
Resident.
All's well that ends well, though. 26-year-old Robert Gerard of Amesbury fled Thursday night from Anna Jacques Hospital after removing his IVs and GPS monitoring bracelets. You got to get rid of those IVs and your GPS. Your ABCs. ABs, eh? Officers found him after a resident living near the hospital reported a man broke into her home and attacked her partner with a hammer.
Partner.
I'm sure that she's like, he went that way. The victim was a 50-year-old man treated at the hospital, the same hospital this guy ran naked from. And he was released, so his injuries are okay. The guy pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, aggravated burglary, held without bail. He'll appear in court again sometime next week. Now, you ever have anybody just attack you on the street?
No, thank you.
Never have anybody grope you on the subway?
Oh, yeah. Once somebody grabbed me on the beach, actually.
Where on your butt?
Grabbed my pussy on the beach.
You grabbed your pussy on the beach?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
Were you lying down?
No, I was walking. I was just walking with my friend down the shoreline.
Oh, you're walking?
And this,
you did it like while you're walking?
And like this weird guy just grabbed my pussy and I couldn't find him. It was like, and I screamed.
What did he look like?
I wouldn't know.
So that was the second time you met Donald Trump.
Yeah,
it was the second time. Yeah, after we paid the rent. I did. It was weird. I was like really young too.
How long did he hold it?
Like inappropriately too long. Like
oh right, like a little tweak would have been, but
well, no, it was like
way too long.
Really,
it's too long to grope a child.
It was like he grabbed it, like you know, like
he was working on it, right? Yeah, so well, show me on yourself.
I was wearing a bathing suit. He grabbed me. And
show
I,
me on. Just show me what he did.
Like that, and he touched me. Like
I can't even see it with the. Can you? Would you mind standing up to do that?
I'm gonna grab. My
I don't mean to make. Yeah, just. I mean, I cannot believe this is just horrible that this happened.
I'm walking down the street, right?
Can we come in for the. Yeah.
I'm walking down the beach.
Should I do it? Should it be just to act it out? Okay.
I'll do it. And he walked down the beach. Papa could do it. And he just took. He just like took his hand and like Michael Jackson, like.
He really?
Michael Jackson.
He Michael Jackson. Wow.
That means you're 8 years old then.
So let's. That's going to be. Take that out for the. Segment
we
part.
We could edit that right out.
No. I don't want to edit it out.
What?
I want to promote it. I want to promote it.
Oh, you want? Oh, that'll be the Instagram.
Is anybody triggered?
Like
a weather girl.
When I was 15, my dad and I were in Paris for the World Cup, and
slowly. No, go ahead. Your dad,
when
you're in Paris.
I was 15, and I was.
No, I meant
Paris
sexy, not retarded.
For the World Cup.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please go back to your normal speed. So you're in Paris for the World Cup. What happened?
And some guy tried to finger me too, but I had like a giant maxi pad on. So
he tried to finger what?
He tried to finger me, but I had a giant maxi pad on.
Oh, I thought you said me too.
No, so he did say me too. The maxi pad.
You had a maxi pad on?
Yeah.
Were you still in your, I mean, like, was it your first period?
Well, I was 15, yeah. Actually, it was.
It was your very first period. You got your first period while you were in Paris.
That's romantic.
For Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that was exciting, I gotta say. I mean, I was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. Still waiting.
So, yeah, you don't still go with the maxi pads? Or?
No, I'm off.
Yeah. I don't know, my first wife used to wear those. She was 15 when I met her.
When you married her?
Yeah, I saw this in a movie one time. He said, you got to raise them young like you would a good bird dog. It was a movie about Jerry Lee Lewis. Something else. A guy just grabbed your pussy on the fucking beach.
Yeah, I never forgot that.
Yeah. Did I say this last week?
Moment of the beach.
Well, it's pretty hot, though. I mean, have you thought about that in like a way that wasn't altogether non-erotic?
No, I was really young, though.
How old were you?
12 and a half.
Okay, well, that's cool.
We were,
okay.
At that age, we were
sexually... Shit!
That's bad.
I can't believe we went there. Oh, my God.
I was like, starting to...
Don't tell fucking Joel Gilbert.
Oh, no. But I was like...
This is his movie.
Kissing boys at that point, so...
Something about somebody, I don't know. you were kissing boys at that age.
Yeah, so yeah. It wasn't like...
That's fine.
But he was like very old, I think, for me.
Louis, how long have you been on Grindr?
Long. Well, manufactured in 2003, you do the fucking math.
He's got to take what he can get. An arts teacher at a private... Arts teacher at a private school in Missouri arrested after being caught in a car with an underage boy he met through the dating app Grindr. Yeah, that Grindr, it's so fucking hardcore. They don't have room for an E in there. Grindr! You just get a sailor. Like,
you just go to this house and they just go into the house and ring the bell and like, I'm here.
Richard Joseph Schwartz. Yeah, that's what they do. They meet in cars and stuff.
Yeah.
A 47-year-old teacher at the Mary Institute and St. Louis.
Catholic school?
Yeah, it's a day school. I'm not really sure. Schwartz? Yeah, sounds more like a Jew.
Jew.
Maybe it's a Jew running some kind of con. There it is. Oh, see, this is, we have a photo. Now, a deputy from the St. Genevieve County Sheriff's Office then noticed a boy who was mumbling and rambling inside the car. Mumbling and rambling.
Oh, the
boy.
The boy.
My asshole hurts.
It's like, tampon, my maxi pad.
He was on the Grindr, was, you know, so he was looking.
So he knew what he was getting.
Yeah, he knew he was looking for.
Yeah, he had it coming.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there an age thing on there? You have to be like
AIDS. A lot of people do have AIDS on there. Yeah,
not AIDS, but I'm sure there's AIDS. But age, is it like an age thing where you got?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guy. You know, gay folks are not, they're not impulsive like that. If you meet them in the alley, they'll ask you politely if you want to run the job or not.
Right, yeah. It's not like they just fucking do it out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then the guy that makes the movie leaves.
Yeah.
No matter how politely you ask him, you say, hey, would you like a rim job, sir?
He's like, this is too much for me. I did not come all the way from Washington, D.C. to do a show. That mentions a news story about a guy being sentenced. What the fuck?
We got to edit all this out.
Some jokes are off limits.
Yeah.
Some topics don't go there.
Wow.
So I'll be edited
out. I'm shocked.
It's the first
shocked
time
and
ever.
Disappointed.
And he's watched the show before?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. I want to get Zach Wynn on the phone.
He just texted me.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
He says, please tell Pat I'm sorry. He said... He liked the show.
Is he leaving? Is he not? He's not coming back for Trump.
He's coming back.
I don't think he is.
He said he liked the show. I thought he had seen it, which is reasonable. That's how one likes a thing.
I would like for Zach Wynn to make a call to me at this time. And until then, we will talk about this fucking
pedo
gay shit here. Separately, more pedo shit. Oh, okay, this happens. You know, it's the gay
sensor. Grindr.
Look, I mean,
gay,
you know,
pride. We have to celebrate it.
It's gay pride. Yay. I wish I had kind of the videos, man. It was like there's people dancing around on the garbage cans and shit. It was
really?
Like a fucking musical.
That's fun.
It was all Caribbean.
Really?
Caribbean. Hey, what? Oh, Caribbean. Did I say it wrong?
Let me see Caribbean now.
Were there a lot of
Alexis Delani weather? You know what? Side tit weather girl. I'm not seeing a lot of side tit again. I'm not trying to get you to do it. I'm just saying you're making choices here, you know, on the character. What's going on up in Flap Trap? It looks like we're at Yes right now in Flap Trap. The Boogie Down, Boogie D is 20. Of course, Gardens, sure. And in Seoul, Asianness. MLS minus 13 and 4th District Donkus. It's the weather map. New York City.
Staten Island? Can you scoot so we can see the Staten Island?
Oh, Staten Island. We just need to see
Staten Island.
In the Forgotten Borough. Oh.
41-ish.
In the Forgotten Borough. How nice. Right. In 78 next to Gang Place. Taking care of business with the lightning, which always makes that right turn. I like the way it cycles to the right. You can come back into the shot now, Alexis. It's fine. Staten Island's all good. Don't worry, the bad burrow's gone. It's all fine.
Thank you.
I mean to trigger you.
Staten Island.
Are you on any dating apps?
No.
No. Are you dating anybody at all? How do you meet guys? You know what's a good place to meet guys?
Grindr.
A steakhouse.
Really?
Why?
Because, like, that's where your successful guys hang out.
But successful doesn't mean you're nice.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? If you're going to date somebody, look, no guys are nice, but you might as well date a successful, not nice one.
Oh.
You sound like my mother. You sound like my
it's
mother.
Just as easy to date someone with money as it is.
You sound exactly like my mother, Pat.
Look, I mean, if they can afford a steak and they're hanging out, you know. And
I used to meet guys at strip clubs.
I'll tell you what, you know what? Go to the Wing House then.
The strip club's a good place.
Go to the Wing House.
They're horny, and they
strip clubs are a good place to pick up guys?
Yeah, they're single, and they're horny.
You can definitely go home with somebody if that's what, yeah.
You know, you can meet somebody, they have money.
And form a long-term relation, yeah.
$20
you can drug them and take their Rolex. Sometimes they do that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, if you're like...
Doesn't she look completely different with that hair back?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. She looks, it's the sexy librarian look.
It is really? Pretty sexy.
This is my new smart look.
You can't creep out Stacey Prossman.
That's what I call rape.
Nothing. Nope.
See the head thing I'm doing?
Oh, put Zach on the phone.
Yeah, Zach's on.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Zach, what's going on?
Sorry, I fucked up your entire show, Pat.
Well, you didn't, but what the hell happened there? I mean, I'm surprised.
I've been emailing the guy for like a week, 10 days, and he finally got back to me. I was under the impression he was familiar with the show and knew that there was some joking around. And I told him to have fun during the crime report, and then... to save all the Obama conspiracy stuff for Trump. But you know, I'm going to email him and check and see if he's coming back. I don't
just
know
tell him
to
fucking
do,
blow me. Tell him to blow me and don't come back. No, don't do that.
Oh.
I don't want him to blow me. I had no thought of that occurring or we would have...
He didn't say that he didn't want you to talk about anything specifically or... Not talk about anything.
Well, I mean, it's that these are crimes, you know. I told him that I would that we look for crimes that are like what I said. I described as beneath the fold and things like dog fucking.
Okay, and he was fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, I say like we could be talking about fucking dogs, and he's like,
that's fine.
He didn't. Well, he didn't protest.
But the fettuccine triggered him.
Maybe it just made him hungry.
Maybe he just left because he wanted pasta. That could be a reason. You know,
he's coming back, right?
Well,
allegedly.
He's probably not watching, so he has no idea that you said fuck him. You could just pretend like you didn't say that, and, you know.
Nah. No, yeah. I'm going to make sure he knows. Thanks, Zach.
Because he could have sat on the couch.
See, Zach always has that good idea. He's like, you know what? He probably doesn't know you said that. You don't have to tell him.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a Zach. It's the thing now.
Are we still doing this show right now? I feel like now we're just like, where are you going to be? Jake, you're going to be back in California soon? And you're not looking at your phone, I know.
I was texting that
replica. Where you, now I know July 9th, you have your West Side Comedy Club show.
And then Saturday I'll be at, I think, a Broadway. I'm headlining an early show.
God damn it.
Hour.
Can I come and do some time?
Yeah, do some time, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's not my show.
I'm going to show up.
Yeah, come on, come
you're headlining it?
Yeah, it's not my show, but I'll ask you to do time. It's if you're going to be in the neighborhood. It's Evan's show.
Okay.
He produces.
Evan who?
White.
I don't think that guy likes me. Oh, no, he likes me. That guy likes me. Oh, I'm thinking of a different guy.
Yeah.
Different. I will. Saturday night, what time?
It's early. It's like a 5 to 6.
5?
Show.
Oh, shit.
All the other gigs are.
I will be at Broadway Comedy Club around 5 or something.
Okay, I'll email Evan.
I'll be there for real.
Yeah, we'll plug in
the best, Stacey. We gotta fucking hang out more.
Yeah.
You always have interesting things. So what's going on here? Who am I talking to? Jimmy?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
I was going to stay for the show. I was supposed to work on my lines, and this is the most fascinating show in a while.
Really? I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I agree.
I mean, I'm going to be hooked. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Trump. Like, if there's going to be drama, arguments, and stuff with this guy that walked out. It is awesome. This is what Compound Media is to me.
Wow. You know, it's only the second time, it's the third time a guest has walked out on me here at Compound Media. I hope this guy doesn't have any connections at The Stand or anything.
Oh, but
that's reopening
I find Stacey looks great in gray.
Thank you.
You know, everyone, it's a good gray show.
Oh, you have a gray.
Nice. Thing.
Oh.
He saw me outside. I saw Jimmy outside.
I did.
Now, you're listening, right?
Right, I was going to come in. I'm doing a play. I have these lines to learn, and I couldn't take my headphones off.
Jimmy, you got to get those lines together for Death of a Salesman. You're going to be Willie Loman.
That's a big
one. That's right. Yes, I am.
The big one. You got to nail the big one, which is I could have been a contender.
That's Requiem of the Heavyweight, but that's kind of the same thing.
Okay, so you can't see Stacey right now, but she has her hair pulled back, and you would not believe the difference it makes. I think maybe you should pull your hair back, too.
I'm going to do that for you right now.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye. And we'll see you in Death of a Salesman if you learn your lines.
Live shot in the booth, by the way. We have it live.
That looked very good. Look at that. You're pretending like you didn't just like set it up and like.
It took a while.
No, yeah. I'm just working here and and now they put a camera on me. I don't know what's going on. Someone thought this would be an entertaining shot. Don't be mad at me. You're the one that needs a haircut.
It's frothy. That's a new
Drew.
Style. All the kids are wearing the hair.
How are you doing, Drew?
I'm doing just fine.
Are you? Do you want to be here now? I mean, are you good?
Well, I always
get the fuck out.
You haven't crossed my threshold yet, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, really?
The pedo's okay, you know. You got the racist stuff, but like,
I didn't say anything
really
racist.
Really
what did I say
it.
Racist?
Just bring it, you know. Like you haven't really brought it, you know, to the next level,
uh-oh.
You know. Really, really gross me out. You know.
All I do is report the news.
N-word.
I don't do these things.
I can tell you something.
It would compromise my integrity as a journalist to sit here and try to somehow trigger this guy who is in the booth pretending to be working. That would be ridiculous.
People get triggered off watching the show?
I don't know. It seems like it's a triggered kind of a show. Oh, God, he's in the room. The call's coming from the room. That's Peter there. Now, these guys don't get a lot of camera time, I don't think. Hey, what's happening, Peter?
Oh, wow. This is, it's weird. I see myself in, like, three different versions.
Oh.
It's like Peter Infinity.
Is this your first job in broadcasting?
It might be.
There's cameras, you know.
I see myself. Yes.
Cameras everywhere in the studio. You can't masturbate in the booth.
Oh, that's...
You can, but you can't. But...
Right. I mean, you have to be willing to be discovered. Yeah,
you definitely could.
That'd be a good porn movie. Celebrity. Masturbation in the booth.
Masturbation in the booth. You mean in that booth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can jerk off in there, but you got to buy your own Windex.
It's like when you beat off next to a pinball machine, too. Same thing. You got to clean it off. It's rude. What's with the face? Oh, man.
Is that what you look like when you jerk off?
Damn, I don't want that on my program.
Like? Do you open your mouth like that? Make faces?
Is that thing, huh?
Like a clown hole for his jizz.
Yeah. You like that?
I don't do that. I think I just look real serious. Like I'm reading a book when I'm jerking off.
Like you're crying and cry?
That's
like
the this. Face a child sees before he gets a plate of chicken Alfredo.
That you look like that? That's your beat-off face?
I'm beating off right now, yeah.
Okay.
See what face I make.
Oh, this is just awful.
No expression.
That is just something. Okay, let's... Stacey, you're next.
I don't have a face.
Okay, she doesn't have a face. I mean, I'm looking at a face.
What I'm doing, I guess.
She's masturbating right now, having a regular conversation.
I do that on the train. No. Okay.
On the train? I used to do it when I would drive.
I get anxious sometimes on the train. So I
really?
Wear loose pants.
Like Long Island Railroad, you wear loose pants?
No.
Or the subway?
The F train. No one knows.
You know, the F's on the same line as the M as well.
It is.
And the D, so maybe I'll ride home too.
When you're
And that's a show.
When you go to Coney Island, you know.
All right, side two weather girl, Alexis Delaney. I hope that your folks are very proud. I don't know what is with the lining, but you look like a dead body.
You look black and white, but everything else is in color.
Do you see yourself? Do you see yourself looking like a corpse?
Yeah, I do.
That's like, can you walk a little closer to the camera?
It's very Martina Marcota-esque.
Yeah, look at you. This is very interesting.
It's in the green background. It's reflecting.
Well, you look terrific, by the way.
That
you
is
look just
corpse
terrific.
Bride-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, is there a corpse filter on it right now? Is it called?
Yeah, it's called corpse.
It's called corpse.
It's an Instagram thing.
That would do it,
We were stuck between Lagos and this,
we'll
and the
X-Pro.
Yeah.
So we got the dead
I like
body
Mayfair one. Every once in a while.
Mayfair's nice.
It's like it's got a little kind of a, it's a brownish kind of Hudson you like? Hudson was one of my early favorites, but I was like, everything don't need to be blue. Valencia's a pretty good one, I guess. Valencia's
I like Kelvin.
That's a popular one.
Yeah.
1977.
Alfredo's good.
Alfredo's really good for the 15 and under.
July 9th, watch it live. If you want to have a conversation, you can ask questions. Ralph Friedman, don't miss it. July 9th, right here at Compound Media. Trump is going to happen, I guess. I don't know. Soon. We don't have a contract right now, so like we don't have to do it. We can say, well, we're going to fucking rehearse. So I don't know. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't. Because our guest was somebody. I don't know. And Jake, where are you going to be? Jake and Louie.
Funny you ask. We're going to be at the Touch of Texas in Binghamton.
I've been there.
Nice.
Like 10 times. I've done
where have you been?
The Touch of Texas.
Where is it? Binghamton?
Binghamton, yeah.
Oh, okay.
With Jerry Silvanick. Is
yeah.
Yeah,
and what time is it? It doesn't matter. I'm sure we can. Where can we find the tickets for that? If we want to buy them online, so we're not just like going up there on the hope.
Yeah, Google, Jake and Louie Eventbrite. You'll find the tickets.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cheap. Yeah,
Jake and Louie, Friday. Jake and Louie on Eventbrite. That's you the ticket thing. So Eventbrite, and you enter Jake and Louie into the search.
Yeah, you'll find it.
How about that?
They
Jake and Louie. This guy right here. Huge fan of Otto. Dropped out of high school to be a ventriloquist because of Anthony Cumia. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this
lives.
Show.
All right.
And have a good night, Andrew. Thanks for the photos. Andrew Gold, producer of the East Side Dave Show. Still no Flutie. No. I'm just saying.
That's no go.
I'm just saying. Do my imitation of Flutie.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
No, Dave. That's stupid.
No. I don't know.
Dave.
Nah, come on now. You came over here. If I wasn't kissing Bobo, we could make out or something.
I mean, Flutie, you want 32 points, or you don't want 32 points. Am I right, Roy? Oh, yeah, Dave.
I keep getting the feeling that he could have made that work with her.
Yeah.
What and that he ignores that? It now. He just ignores it.
Hey, your idea was that on the show.
Oh, yeah.
They were?
On the show that they have a candlelight dinner, but it's a show. And he
I had that
how...
suggestion. I said, have your first date on the show. She's going to be there. And we'll act the whole thing out. And you can write the script. It'll go perfectly.
That is true.
I said, this is your one chance. You can have a date that goes exactly how you want it to because it's in the script.
Yes.
And he's like, I don't know, man. He didn't do it. And did they go on a date? No, they didn't even go.
No.
So you got to make it easy. You got to make it easy for them. Like the Pride Parade, it comes to you. It was right outside my goddamn door.
Did you march, Pat? With your...
I did not march. I smoked and watched.
Do you want to see a parade for a dead rapper?
Take us out.
What is that?
Oh, look how they're parading. Look at those knuckleheads.
That's not the gay Pride Parade, is
this
it?
This is the... Oh, my God. This is, the dead
for
rapper.
Triple X Tentacion?
Tentacion, yeah.
Who's that?
He's a dead rapper.
This is a music video, I believe, or...
Oh, my God. What the hell?
I like the song.
Damn.
You're like, oh, me so horny.
That's a huge craft services.
Look, they had a lot of mouths to feed there, yeah. Hope they don't need second dinner tonight, because it will be a lot. Oh, we'll have to talk about this Star Trek porn star thing during our next show, Trump, I guess.
Let's see one more of this... Snake guy?
Snake guy? Look at it with the snakes.
Prices weren't the only thing dropping on this one.
Yeah, snakes his pants.
What the hell?
I don't know. Whoa, a fight. Wow, all over some snakes?
Yanking braids.
In the produce section, too.
You know, you don't expect to see this kind of behavior at Walmart.
Not the produce section.
Well, they're in the bread.
Oh, that's
the car. Bakery.
They're going to ruin the...
Oh, no. Don't forget, cigarettes. How long you want to live, anyway? Well, you know what that music means, PD? Time to hit the dusty trail. Leave the confines of the safe space.
I'd like to thank... are
Kyle Style.
Kyle Style, Ryan Katz-Rivera, John Madden, and, of course, Hillary Clinton for all her support.
Clinton. And also, don't forget to see us on Safe Space on Thursday.
That's right.
So if you Look, I know. And there's another show that I don't know if you're watching here on Compound. You know, we should cross promote more. Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen it, if you're a fan of the show, but there's a guy on here, Anthony Cumia.
Yes.
I don't know who that is. I've never heard of him.
He's fucking hilarious. He's hilarious. He's sharp. He's funny. His whole show is great.
He's hilariously
He's like
funny.
A legend, kind of.
He's hilariously funny.
Yeah, he's hilariously funny. Yes. Listen to that. And he has great guests, too. And Dave Landau is on there. And shit, Dave's going to come on this show pretty soon.
Nice.
We're just jerking off now. So let's turn the camera off.
All right.
And say goodnight. Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it, Ant. Have a good one.